Stand by for the fastest 60 minutes in Jewish radio. It's time for the Jewish Experience. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. And boy, is it hot out there, but you know what? It's cool right here. Hi, I'm Hirsch DeLynn, your host. You are tuned in to Pittsburgh's only Jewish radio program, The Jewish Experience. Our parsha this week is Balak. It's all about the king Balak who summons Bilam, the prophet that God sent to the rest of the world, to come and curse the Jews. Balak saw how the Jews were successful in their battles on the way to the land of Israel, and he wanted some help to be able to defeat them, so he called Bilam. Well, Bilam tells Balak that he can only say what God commands him to say, but he accepts the mission anyway, hoping to be able to curse the Jews and become very rich. But every time he tries to curse the Jews, God forces them to bless the Jews. He even prophesies the end of days and the coming of Mashiach. Oh, and Bilam fails to curse the Jews. Balak gets very upset and comes up with another gloriously devious plan, as Lotov would say. He gets the woman of Moab to entice the Jews to worship an idol, Baal Peor. Well, you'll have to stay tuned next week to find out how our heroes get out of this one without incurring the wrath of the Holy One, blessed be He. And speaking of enticing, our dedicated staff is here to entice you to enjoy the best in Jewish radio with Musical Moish, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, and Mr. Bordelin. So sit back and enjoy 60 minutes of the best Jewish radio in Pennsylvania. Of course, we'll have your community announcements and mazel tovs along with current news fresh from Israel National Radio coming up in the half hour. And in lieu of a guest this week, we're going to have a little bit more music for you because this is the last music for the before the three-week period. So we figured we'll give you a heavy-duty dose and enjoy it. And then we'll have some a cappella for you for the next 3 weeks. So anyway, continuing our vital work, your support is still needed. So get your friends and neighbors to do the same. Make your pledge today at 412-979-5770 or jewishexperience@verizon.net. And don't forget, Rabbi Goldwasser's Torah lesson is sponsored by Rabbi Searle Zerlo. And his popular story segment is sponsored by Perfect Flooring. They take the showroom to you. The community news and announcements is sponsored by Kramer's Windows and Glass Block. The popular Feminine Perspective and Rabbi Eisen's Moment in Jewish History is available for sponsorship, so call us right now and reserve your spot. Remember, if you enjoy listening to our program, your financial support is critical. Our entire staff does work hard to bring you the best in Jewish programming, but we do rely on your generous support. As always, we thank our regular sponsors, Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, Next Generation Financial Services, First Mariner Bank, Pittsburgh Simcha Orchestra, led by our own Musical Moishe and Artistic Photography. Don't forget to ask for a special gift of a beautiful refrigerator magnet that is yours free when you call us at 412-979-5770 or send us an email at jewishexperience@verizon.net. Don't forget, candlelighting time this week is 8:36 p.m. It's the same as it was last week, and we're going to start heading on down the following weeks. So sit back and enjoy the best in Jewish music just for you on an Erev Shabbos.
Come on.
Rabbi Goldwasser's Parsha segment this week is sponsored by Reb Yisrael Zerlo in honor of the Refuah Shlema of Klal Yisrael for the healthy recovery of all the people of Israel. And now, our resident rabbi, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
During the three-week period between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av, we mourn the Churban HaBayis, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh, which took place in this season. What is the purpose of remembering the Churban HaBayis? It is not to evoke sadness or melancholy, nor is it a mere commemoration. We are to understand the reason for the destruction, and then apply that understanding in our daily lives. The Talmud tells us that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of unwarranted hatred, sinas chinam, among our people. And it is this undesirable factor that we must attempt to remove from our daily lives. Unreasoning hatred is corrected through unwarranted love, ahavas chinam. Many years ago, on the bar mitzvah day of the Friedeke Rebbe, the Rebbe Rishab, his father, asked him, "Why do we say, before we daven, I hereby accept upon myself the positive commandment of Avas Yisrael? What is the connection between this custom and prayer?" His father replied, "In prayer, we ask Hashem to grant our needs. Before a child makes a request of his father, he tries to please him. The greatest pleasure that a father can have is to see his children living together in peace and friendship. The Almighty is the Heavenly Father of all, young and old, rich and poor, learned and simple. When he sees all his children with all their widely different and even clashing personalities, living together in unity and harmony, with brotherly love for each other, he grants the request and that may make in their prayer." Avas Chinam means that we must show love to others regardless of past or anticipated kindnesses, even to one we have never seen. He may have no obvious qualities or virtues to warrant love. Still, avas chinam, unwarranted love, demands that we treat him with affection. When we dwell in friendship and harmony, united by the bond of avas chinam, they merit the speedy rebuilding of the fallen Beis HaMikdosh.
Retirement can be a wonderful reward for years of hard work, but it can also be stressful as you deal with questions about how to maintain your standard of living while protecting what you worked so hard for. What if I told you that you could generate extra cash flow without touching a penny of your savings, investments, or current income? If you or someone you love is 62 years or older and owns their own home, they may be able to take advantage of a federally regulated program called a home equity conversion mortgage or reverse mortgage. Seniors all across the U.S. are using reverse mortgages to increase their cash flow for purchasing long-term care insurance, putting grandkids through college, making charitable donations, paying off credit card debt, paying for prescription drugs, buying vacation homes, and paying for much-needed home repair. Call for a free copy of the Homekeeper Mortgage Consumer Fact Sheet today. Get the facts and help yourself and your family through a reverse mortgage. Call Andy at 412-562-2220 for a free copy while supplies last. Again, that number is 412-562-2220 for your free copy of the Homekeeper Mortgage Consumer Fact Sheet. First Mariner Bank is an equal housing lender.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now for the forward, 800-992-3333. That's 800-992-3333. All around us, life is moving faster and faster. Things are changing all the time. And it's a comfort to know in your time of need that at Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, the Jewish tradition continues. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home has served the Pittsburgh Jewish community since 1947 and has recently remodeled its entire facility to better serve you. Burton Hirsch Funeral Directors are members of the Jewish Funeral Directors Association and work closely with area rabbis to ensure that your needs as a Jewish family are totally met. Their attentive and compassionate guidance results in treating each family as their own. I personally met with Michael Hilgefort. And did you know that Burton Hirsch Funeral Home is even involved with community educational programs to ensure that Jewish families know what to do to have a proper burial? In your time of special need, call Squirrel Hill's only Jewish funeral home, Burton Hirsch, at 412-521-2600. That's 412-521-2600. They welcome your request to visit and tour their state-of-the-art facilities. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, proud sponsors of the Jewish Experience, 412-521-2600.
Yeah.
Now it's time for A Moment in Jewish History with the author of Miraculous Journey, Rabbi Yosef Eisen.
Five tragedies befell the Jewish people on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the 17th day of the month of Tammuz. The first luchos, the tablets containing the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, were broken when Moshe descended from Mount Sinai. The Karban Tamid, the two daily sacrifices, were suspended during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. The enemy penetrated the walls of Jerusalem prior to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The wicked Apostamus burned the Torah, and an idol was erected in the Beis HaMikdash. Since these tragedies occurred on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, our Chachamim, rabbis, designated this day as a fast day. The purpose of a fast day is to stir our hearts in order that we utilize the paths of tshuva, repentance, and to serve as a reminder to us of our own actions and those of our forefathers. These iniquities are responsible for the terrible events which befell our people. Remembering these tragedies should lead us to examine our conduct and return to Hashem. One should not mistakenly assume that abstinence from food and drink alone fulfills the requirement and purpose of a fast day. When the sinful city of Nineveh repented, the verse says, "Vayara lekim es maaseihem." Hashem saw their actions. Our rabbis emphasize that fasting and wearing sackcloth alone would have been meaningless, were it not for the altering of their evil ways. Thus, the true purpose of a fast day must be evidenced in one's improved deeds. Since on the 17th of Tammuz, the tragedies of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash began, culminating in the burning of the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av of the 9th of Av, the custom is to observe some aspects of mourning during this period. This period is known as Bein HaMitzarim, literally between tragedies, or the 3 weeks. Although the custom is to observe some conduct of mourning during the entire 3 weeks, there are various degrees of intensity of mourning as we get closer to Tisha B'Av. Some restrictions begin from the 17th of Tammuz, some from Rosh Chodesh Av, the first day of Av, some apply during the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs, and some only apply on Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av Eve. The most severe restrictions and conduct apply to Tisha B'Av itself. The restrictions of the 3 weeks continue until noon of the 10th day of Av, since the Beis HaMikdash continued burning until then. During the 3 weeks, the custom is to observe some aspects of mourning. Therefore, during this period, various forms of simcha, joy and rejoicing, are suspended. This is Rabbi Yosef Eisen wishing you a happy and healthy Shabbos.
Okay, we need to get tapping here. Let's do the Macha Shefa. Hirsch, do you know what Macha Shefa is?
Sounds like somebody's a big Macha. I don't know.
I'm not sure myself, but it's in English, it's in Yiddish, and it's in...
Let's listen to the big Macha.
Let's go.
I'm a witch. Which way did I come in? When I'm not around, they call me Macha Shefa. I run up the bills that my husband has to pay for. Nobody wants me, they all know me. I don't go to Simchas, cause they'll wanna stone me. I'm no schlepper, I like to chepper. I weave my magic, for I'm a Macha Shefa. Oh, what a klala, my little Macha Shefa. Nothing she does is derech a teva. She'll never help you or do you a favor. Oi, Macha Shefa. Jeder sucht, dass sie ist ein Macha Shefa. Jeder wünscht, soll sie liegen in Käfer. Gei in Dreht, tu mir nicht kein Teufel. Oi, Macha Shefa. Pesach I love to eat the mara, and when I talk it's lush and horror. I'm a shvigger, go figure. I love to bark like a canine horror. Now come on, what am I supposed to do? She's your mother! My mother is nothing like that! There's no broom to think! jeder weint, dass sie ist eine Machashefe. Sie fress nur koscher, sie ist ein Treffer. Wenn sie kommt, kommt immer Gefe.
Hoi, Machashefe. My little Machashefa, nothing she does is derech a teva. She'll never help you, do you a favor. Oi, Machashefa. Jeder weint, dass sie ist a Machashefa. Sie frisst nur koscher, aber sie ist a Treffer. Nur das fällt mir euch a Stickel Magefa. Oi, Machashefa. Her efforts at Shalom Bayis hardly exist. It's less than a gazayas. At the sisterhood, she's up to no good. If it does damage, she'll certainly try it. Oy, von der Klolle, my little Machashefa. Nothing she does is derech a teva. She'll never help you or do you a favor. Oy, Machashefa. Jeder weint, dass sie ist der Machashefa. Sie fressen und koscher, aber sie ist der Treffer. Und du spelt mir euch ein Stickel Magefa. Oy, Machashefa. Jeder weint, dass sie ist ein Machashefa. Sie fress nur koscher, aber sie ist ein Treffer. Und das fällt mir aus, ein Stickel mit Gefer. Hoi, Machashefa!
This week's news segment is brought to you by Kramer's Windows and Glass Block. When your requirements call for replacement windows or glass block, call Ed at 412-848-2262. That's 412-848-2262.
Now, from the Israel National Radio Newsroom, here's Ernie Singer.
Likud party activists are holding demonstrations at highway intersections throughout Israel, calling for new elections as part of a campaign marking a year on the Hebrew calendar since the Second Lebanon War. The slogan for the protests is "Go home, government of paralysis and failure." The government's official memorial ceremony for victims of the war taking place on Monday. The Central Committee of the Labor Party is set to meet Sunday to discuss the possibility that party chairman and defense minister Ehud Barak may propose that the second largest party in the ruling coalition end its participation in Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's government. Barak is expected to make the recommendation to the committee after the publication of the final report of the Vinograd Commission, which investigated the performance of the government during last summer's war. Bank of Israel Governor Stanley Fisher has told the Israel Democracy Institute's annual Caesarea conference that the government's budget and debt are too big. He pointed out that the second largest government expenditure is for interest on debts. Professor Fisher explaining that the size of the government's budget should be determined by its ability to make sure that the cost of taxes equals the social benefits from outlays. Quoting Professor Fisher, this is relatively easy to describe but difficult to implement. Reform in private banking, which forbids unauthorized overdrafts, going into effect on Sunday. Banks will not be allowed to let customers go into debt beyond what was agreed upon by the bank and the client. Banks have tried to reach credit ceiling arrangements with all of their customers in recent months, but tens of thousands of clients have reportedly not signed such agreements with their banks. From the moment the reform goes into effect, customers whose overdrafts exceed the limit will not be allowed to withdraw money or pay in checks. A new public campaign organized by the Chomesh First and Nachalal Forum grassroots groups features large billboards proclaiming that Israelis have a choice. If they do not want Jews in Chomesh, they will have to accept missiles on Tel Aviv and Hadera. Chomesh, one of four Jewish communities in northern Samaria uprooted during the disengagement of 2005, the sign showed views of Tel Aviv and Hadera from Chomesh. Quoting one of the signs, "If we give our land to the enemy, Tel Aviv will suffer the fate of Sderot." Prime Minister Olmert has told the Caesarea conference that his government cannot offer Sderot total protection against Qassam rocket attacks from Gaza, Olmert explaining that completely defending the town's beleaguered residents who have suffered continuing rocket attacks for 7 years would require the government to harm other security needs. The Prime Minister also taking a swipe at the media, saying it should not encourage even mutely demands of citizens that no normal government could accept. Former Mossad intelligence head Zvi Zamir says the reports in Israel about Dr. Ashraf Marwan, Israel's Egyptian agent who warned of the pending outbreak of the Yom Kippur War, led to Marwan's mysterious death in London on Wednesday. The spymaster adding, "There are serious concerns about our ability to recruit quality sources in the future." Recently, Supreme Court Justice Theodore Orr ruled that former head of military intelligence Eliezer Ira had leaked the name of the agent to the media. Marwan's friends told Arab media that the 63-year-old had been upset in recent weeks after Justice Orr's ruling. While a gag order has been imposed on the investigation, British police are likely to try to locate the manuscript of memoirs that Marwan was busy writing. The Army reporting a number of weapons factories discovered and a number of weapons seized or destroyed at the end of a large-scale counter-terrorist operation in Shechem, troops leaving the Sumerian city Friday morning having arrived Wednesday night. Several soldiers were wounded during the operation, including two officers who suffered serious wounds. A terrorist was killed running away from troops who called on his taxi to stop. National Union member of Knesset Aryeh Eldad calling the operation in Shechem pointless because of the Prime Minister's offer to free 250 Fatah prisoners, which comes up for a cabinet vote on Sunday. What has compelled the World Council of Churches to condemn the Jewish state at a time when Christians in Bethlehem are on the run, Gaza churches are burning, and Israeli civilians are the target of unprovoked rocket attacks from Hamas? For a look at this question, listen to Tovia Singer, on demand on the internet at IsraelNationalRadio.com. Shabbat is Yud Dalet of the 14th of Tammuz on the Jewish calendar, and the weather forecast, fire warnings with warmer-than-normal conditions on Friday, a significant drop in temperatures on Shabbat along with high wave warnings at Mediterranean beaches, a slight drop to average temperatures Sunday and Monday. In Jerusalem on Friday, a high temperature of 33 degrees centigrade, 91 Fahrenheit. At the Red Sea, 42 degrees centigrade, 108 Fahrenheit. The Dead Sea, 43 degrees centigrade, 110 Fahrenheit. Ernie Singer, Israel National Radio.
Ah! want to wish our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land a very peaceful and restful Shabbat.
So just keep coming. We had five weddings in a row last week. It was unbelievable. I don't know if we ever had anything like that before. We had Shulman on Sunday, Leeds on Tuesday, Nadich on Wednesday, and Krieger on Nadich on Tuesday, Krieger on Wednesday. So unbelievable, all in a row, and beautiful, beautiful wedding. Well, the Mazel Tov's coming up. Jody and Michael Steinberg is going to have their 30th wedding anniversary. Margaret and Jay are going to have their 40th wedding anniversary. Mr. Eric Kuber and Miss Aviva Klein is a big Mazel Tov on the birth of a son. And Mr. and Mrs. David Enoch on the bar mitzvah of grandson Abraham. And taking a look around the community. The community Pirkei Avos classes for women still occurring all during the summer in memory of Mrs. Miriam Nadoff. Don't forget, it's coming up, Jewish Community Day at Kennywood Park, Sunday, August 26th. Keep tuned for more details. And we have a very exciting event coming up, Holy Eating with Dr. Robert M. Schwartz, Ph.D. On Sunday, July 8th, it'll occur 8 to 9:30 p.m. at the Schwartz Home for women only. This is a very exciting new program about how to reveal a method of connecting spirituality, which is a simple secret which he has found has been extremely successful in helping people effortlessly shed their unnecessary weight. You don't want to miss this exciting new idea in spiritual weight loss. And, of course, he says only spiritual refreshment will be served. If you'd like more information, you can give him a call at 412-805-8800. That's 412-805-8800 for Holy Eating with Dr. Robert Schwartz, Sunday, July 8th at the Schwartz Home, also 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The Meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at Shari Torah every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30. This program is a recovery group for people who cannot control their eating and or their weight. And don't forget, the program is not for women only. Men are invited. For more information, call Elon at 412-422-2224. And if you'd like to have your Mazel Tovs on our program, you can do it. Call us at 412-979-5770 or email jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. And don't forget, candlelighting time this week is 8:36 p.m.
Dear Mr. President, as a believer in the Bible, you know that the Jewish people were given the land of Israel not because of a UN declaration, but because of a declaration from God. The Bible says God owns the world. There is room for everyone, but He promised Israel to His chosen people. Hence the name, the Promised Land. As you are aware, Mr. President, the Bible stipulates that the eternal boundaries of this promised land includes everything west of the Jordan River. So to suggest now that a Palestinian state be carved from the West Bank and Gaza, land specifically included in God's promise, is wrong. It's time for America, one nation under God, to support the entire land of Israel. Because the promised land was promised forever. Sincerely yours, believersofthebible.org.
And now, back to the music with Moshe Pekar.
Amar, amar, a cor do esboro. Baruch Hu Lo Yavoi Ad She'avoi Omar Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yavoi Ad She'avoi No Shel Mato Loi Loi Avoy Mirushalayim Shel Malo Ad She'avoy Mirushalayim Shel Mato Loi Loi Avoy Mirushalayim Shel Malo Ad She'avoy Mirushalayim Shel Mato Yerushalayim shel Machzor Omar Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yavoy Ad She'avoy No Yerushalayim shel Mato Loi Loi Avoy Yerushalayim shel Malo Nach She'avoy Yerushalayim shel Mato Loi Loi Avoy Yerushalayim shel Malo Nach She'avoy Yerushalayim shel Mato
idea for selections on a future show, you can email me, Moshe Pekar, at keyplayer shabbat@hotmail.com, and we'll try and do it.
Now it's time to take a look at the feminine side of things with the feminine perspective. Here's Miss Deborah DeLynn.
Music is one of the most precious gifts Hashem gave to the world. You can't really define music. An emotion given expression through sound is probably the closest you can get. There's nothing that touches the soul or brings out the truth more than a beautiful melody. The Torah tells us that each creation sings a song of its own. Whether it's the fragrance of the trees or the howl of the wolf, each entity has its own way of praising Hashem. One of Hashem's most vocal creatures is the rooster, or tarnagol in Hebrew. The rooster has lists of praises that he sings every day. His crow is probably the most useful animal sound. The rooster's crow is a symbol of awakening. Just as it was used to wake up people in the morning, it also awakens us to our true mission in this world. Like we mentioned above, each creation has a song of its own, but mankind has the unique ability, and yes, duty, to release that song and share it with the world. We become accustomed to our daily lives and known comforts. The rooster jolts us back to reality with a sharp cry. In this week's Torah portion, Parshas Balak, the king of Moab sends for Bilam, a Gentile prophet, who knew the certain time of the day when Hashem would be angry. It was something like a minute part of a second, or in Hebrew, the rega be'apo. Bilam would tune into this time, and he would utter certain curses against people, which would come true. Because of his ability with words, Balak, the king of Moab, sent for him to curse the Jewish people, instructing him to employ our own unique weapon, our power of words, which comes through our prayers. Interestingly, the Gentile prophet Bilam was blind in one eye and lame in one foot. This parallels the time when Hashem is angry with us. He turns the eye of mercy away and reveals the eye of judgment. The verse in the Parsha uses the word gever to describe Bilam. While gever is usually translated simply as man, in Aramaic the word means rooster. The rooster, as we explained above, is a symbol of awakening and of good tidings. The Talmud says that one who sees a rooster in his dream can expect a son, and one who shows a rooster-like devotion to Hashem, that is, he is eager and searching for new ways to serve him, will be blessed with a son that will honor his parents. Gever also means power. Hey, it takes a lot of energy and willpower to get out of bed in the morning, and the rooster, who is the first to overcome his desire for rest and he begins his work, is our example of such a power. Speaking of our amazing power of words through tefillah, did you ever notice that each morning we say a blessing that thanks Hashem for giving the rooster the understanding to distinguish between night and day? When a rooster crows, all harmful mazikim, or spiritual beings, go away, so we say it each morning. From here we can understand why Bilam, a greedy, conniving man, was compared to such a special animal. Initially, he showed all the bad traits a rooster doesn't. He tarried overnight before beginning his mission. However, he ended up using his voice in the way Hashem intended. He gave us many blessings. When we take the songs of nature and we use them the way Hashem wants, we are assured of numerous blessings. Have a good Shabbos.
Hashem b'simcha, yitru et Hashem b'simcha, bohu lefanav, birnana, birnana. Yitru et Hashem b'simcha, yitru et Hashem b'simcha, bohu lefanav, birnana. Ki lo yitosh Hashem, Hashem amo, v'nachlato lo yazov, lo yazov. Hashem oshiyad, Hashem oshiyad, ha-melech yaneinu b'yom koreinu. Ki lo yitosh Hashem, Hashem amo, v'nachlato lo yazov, lo yazov. Hashem oshiyad, Hashem Oshia, HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Koreinu. Yidu et Hashem Yisimcha, Yidu et Hashem Yisimcha, oh.
לא יעזור. השם מושיע, השם מושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראנו. יעננו ביום קוראנו. עידו את השם בשמחה, עידו את השם בשמחה, בואו לבנה ברננה, ברננה. השם בשמחה, עידו את השם בשמחה, בואו לבנה, ברננה. כי לא ידוש השם, השם אבו, ונחלתו לא יעזור, לא יעזור. השם הושיע, השם הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראנו.
That was a great selection from the Sandy Shmueli album, Be'ezrat Hashem.
Rabbi Goldwasser's story segment is brought to you by Perfect Flooring, 412-551-1697. Yitzchak Chico Kadosh says, we bring the showroom to you. Call 412-551-1697 for Perfect Flooring. And now, our renowned storyteller, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
How beautiful are the ways of the Torah. Not only does the Torah instruct us to be kind to others, but it also tells us that we should do this in a beautiful way. The following story will illustrate this idea. Once a chassid came into the Kapishnitzer Rebbe, bemoaning the fact that he was in great need of funds. The Kapishnitzer Rebbe listened very clearly and then gave him a bracha. A little while later, the Kapishnitzer Rebbe asked this chassid if he wouldn't mind going with him for a little walk in the forest. As they were walking, the Kapishnitzer Rebbe told him that he was planning to go on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, but he did not know what to do because he had a sum of money that he had in his house, and he did not wish to travel with this money. After they had been walking for a little while, the Rebbe turned to the chassid and said, you know, maybe you can do me a very big favor. As I mentioned before, I have a sum of money in my house. Would you be willing to watch the money for me while I am on my trip to Eretz Yisrael? The chassid agreed readily and was very happy to be able to help his Rebbe. After another while had passed, the Rebbe turned to the chassid and said, you know, as long as you will be holding the money, why don't you go ahead and use it, and you can pay me back at a time when it will be convenient for you. You see, The Rebbe all along had in mind to do kindness, to let this chassid use the money that he needed so badly. But the Rebbe did it in such a way that the chassid felt that he was actually doing a favor for the Rebbe. This is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, wishing you all a good Shabbos.
Up another exciting edition of the Jewish Experience radio program.
Couple of reminders, the community Pirkei Avos classes continuing throughout the summer in honor of Mrs. Miriam Nadoff. Don't forget to mark the date, Jewish Community Day, Kennywood Park, Sunday, August 26th. The meeting of Food Addicts Recovery Anonymous, Shari Torah, every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Kol Ilan at 412-422-2224. And don't forget the exciting new program, Holy Eating, Sunday, July 8th, 8 to 9:30 p.m. The Spiritual Secrets of Eternal Weight Loss by Dr. Robert Ruben Schwartz. And you can give him a call at 412-805-8800. And we want to, of course, thank our cutting-edge staff, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, MusicalMoish.com, Dr. Michael Schulman, Ms. Deborah DeLynn, and, of course, our engineer, Jeremy Lebossenstein, for another outstanding show. And I hope you enjoyed the music this time. This will be it for about 3 weeks, so stay with us for all the other programs and the beautiful acapella that's going to be coming up. Now, we got candlelighting time this week, still 8:36 p.m. as we head down in the following weeks. Once again, it's been a lot of fun, but I got to run. Till next week, I'm Hirsch DeLynn. Have a wonderful and restful Shabbat.